Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When's the last time you took a time out? I'm Eve Rodsky, author of the New York Times bestseller Fair Play and Find Your Unicorn Space, activist on the Gender Division of Labor, attorney, and family mediator.
And I'm Dr. Aditi Narukar, a Harvard physician and medical correspondent with an expertise in the science of stress, resilience, mental health, and burnout.
We're so excited to share our podcast, Time Out, a production of iHeart Podcasts and Hello Sunshine. We're peeling back the layers around why society makes it so easy to guard men's time like it's diamonds and treat women's time like it's infinite, like sand. And so whether you're partnered with or without children or in a career where you want more boundaries, this is the place for you, for people of all family structures. So take this time out with us to learn, get inspired, and most importantly, reclaim your time. Listen to Time Out, a Fair Play podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was 18 years old, a nun at my high school was brutally murdered. Getting to the truth has opened a Pandora's box of secrets, exposing abuse of power and a world of lies at one Miami monastery.
I mean, the woman was stabbed 90 plus times. There's got to be something else going on here.
Listen to Sacred Scandal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show. And do me a favor. Make sure you check out The Black Market, hosted by me, only on the 85 South Show feed. Subscribe to the 85 South Show to hear and tune in to The Black Market. Hear amazing interviews with entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders, people who are doing amazing things in the Black community. Listen to The Black Market on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm laughing because I'm your host. I can laugh, can't I? Because I'm with a good friend on the show today, Phil Thornton. But let's get the show started right. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. I say that every time this show starts, and I always tell people to lead with their gifts. Some people call their gifts their passions. And if you have a passion, don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My interviews that I do on Money Making Conversations are with CEOs, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. My next guest is an industry decision maker. His name is Phil Thornton. He is he's a music industry executive, television producer, don't sleep on that, and senior vice president and general manager of RCA Inspiration. RCA Inspiration is the number one label in gospel music, home to Kirk Franklin, bam, Fred Hammond, the Walls Group, Leandra Johnson, and many, many more. And we're going to talk about that because I'm going to pull out this press release, the Justella Awards. There's so many people. They actually just renamed the show the Provident Entertainment Awards. That's what they should rename that show. All these folks up there jamming up there. But he's also a member of the National Museum of African American Music. He's a board member. And it's important we talk about that because the museum is dedicated to preserving and celebrating the many genres created, influenced, and inspired by African Americans. The museum is located in Nashville and will feature special tributes in Black Music Month, which is the month of June, and present coveted Rhapsody and Rhythm Awards to the Fish Jubilee Singers and Lionel Richie and Smokey Robinson and Quincy Jones and Chaka Khan. Chaka, Chaka. You know, if you're old school like me, you got to say Chaka name twice. Because Phil wears so many hats, there are plenty of words that can be used to describe music industry executives like him and television producers like him. But there's only two words to describe him when I see him, because he's a dear friend of mine. I call him the man. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, the man, Phil Thornton.
Hey, what's up, Rashawn? Thank you for having me back.
Well, the man,
okay, last time.
The man, I got to bring the man back. We met, man. You came down. We had a nice meal. I bought a building in Atlanta, man, in 1 acre lot, and expanding on the opportunities of more into television production, producing 2 television shows currently, expanding into talent. But one of the things I always appreciated you, and I think that what you really liked about me was the ability to multitask. And you do a very good job of that, Phil. You've always done that well. Talk about that ingredients, because a lot of people fail because they don't understand. They get, I got to do this one thing and focus on this one thing. That's true. But you have to be able to do many things while you're focusing on that one thing. Tell us about that, Phil Thornton.
You got it. I mean, to me, it's all about multitasking. I love music. I love television and film as well. But I've been fortunate, Rashawn, to have great partners. At every steps on the label side, I have a great team that supports me, which makes life much easier there. And then for my television and film productions, I partner with various production companies to just kind of, make sure things are moving with excellence and on time. And so, it's really about just prioritizing, delegating, and just working with people that, share that same heart and passion.
And that's very true because, but the key is, Phil, I'm going to put another title on you, visionary, okay? Because you have to see things that other people don't see. And sometimes, we take that for granted because, I always love the fact that when I look at my life, when I was branding Steve Harvey, the word branding wasn't popular. It was just something I just did naturally. And so when I use the word branding, a branding expert, that's you. When I use the word visionary, that's the person who sees things, he sees talent, and he takes that talent into his fold. And guess what? They become stars or they've lost their way. And you say, hey, come work with me, and I think we can do something together. That's a visionary. How is it when you look at talent? That's what I call my boy Will Packer, when he came on the show. I said, Will Packer, man, when we was doing Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, and, because Steve Harvey and I, when we sold the book to Screen Gems, we envisioned that to be a white movie. We really did. And so Will Packer said, no, man, I got this guy named Kevin Hart. And I knew Kevin Hart, but I didn't know Kevin Hart like he was passionate about Kevin Hart. And so that was a visionary who basically launched Think Like a Man, basically launched Kevin Hart's career. And also out of that same movie, John Legend hit came out of that. And so the two major players in the music genre and the acting comedic drama blew up because of his vision and his association. You have that same ability, whether it's new talent or talent that's been established or talent to look for a new vibe in their life. Talk about how you look at these different challenges that people present you from a talent standpoint.
Shout out to my brother, Will Packer. That's my brother right there, man. Good friend of mine. But yeah, I mean, on the talent level, it's a certain indescribable quality, Rashawn, when I meet talent that I never want to be the one to outwork talent. So when I see and hear that passion, that commitment, that clear vision, that they see it as well. And I'm more so of a person that's, I become an executor of sorts, but having a talent that really, really has a clear picture of who they are first right. and foremost. Mm-hmm. And that's always important. And again, I may amplify what they say and what they envision, but it's important for the talent to have a true, clear vision of who they are. Like, I don't want you to just do something because I think it's great. I want you to basically have that foresight and that vision And I'll come in, like I said, amplify, take it to another level. But I look for authenticity. I look for just, you know, that work ethic and just being clear on your purpose. And this is really your purpose, because not everybody wants to be an actor should be an actor.
Right.
Or
right.
Everybody wants to be a singer needs to be a singer. So making sure that your purpose and your passion are intersecting, and but making sure that you're also authentic and there's something about you that will connect with people, and that's what people look for.
Well, the Stellar Awards shows that you're dealing with authenticity. You know, when you look at the fact that the 36th annual Stellar Awards and Provident Entertainment celebrates 23 nominations for the 36th annual Stellar Gospel Music Awards, with 10 artists nominated in 17 categories. Come on now. You know, your room is crowded now, Phil. Your room's crowded now, brother. Just on nominations alone, your room's crowded.
Come on. The room is crowded. I'm grateful. We had some, you know, I think 23 nominations this year. We're on our Michael Jordan this year, so I'm feeling good about that. You know what I'm saying? I got Rome on the mantle. I'm looking at my mantle now, and some Stellars and some Image Awards and some other. I always make room. I just build another
Come shop. On up. But the reason I brought that up, because, you know, one of my favorite people, Kier Sheard Kelly. I got to put Kelly on there, because you're married
now. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Albertina Walker, Female Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Contemporary Female Artist of the Year. When I look at Mally Music, Marvin Sapp, Donnie McClurkin, All Nations Music, Travis Green, who I love to death, you know, Leandra Johnson, Corrine Hawthorne, Melvin Crispell, and KB. Now, when I got to go back up to Travis Green, because he's a special talent, because he has a crossover audience, if I'm not mistaken. And when I interviewed him I think a couple of years ago, and then I look at Donnie McClurkin. I've been knowing Donnie McClurkin since 2000, and We Fall Down, which put him in another stratosphere way back in 2000. We Fall Down. So then you look at Marvin Sapp, you know, his back-to-back singles. Now he's doing syndicated radio on Sundays, a weekend show. So all these people are different. And then you have this young 33-year-old Kier Sheard Kelly, you know, who's out there, Mally Music, who when you talk to him on the phone, you talk like your friend. You know, because people get that word gospel, they think they're talking to somebody who's going to hit them upside the head with the Bible. And that same thing with Travis Green. You have these people all just real people, man. I think that's what you use when you say the word authentic. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to think about it. Yes, all of them love God. They have that in common. They've been called to do this, but they're normal people like you and I. I literally just had a meeting with our mutual friend, Kirk Franklin, right before this. And you and I both know, Rashawn, Kirk is one of the most down-to-earth people.
Yes,
you know, there he is. Like, he's going to give you a scripture if you need a scripture or a positive word, but he's a regular brother that's going through, you know, things like you and I. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but same thing with Travis. Which, by the way, we got a new single. You heard it here first from Travis Green coming out at the end of June, with Travis featuring Kirk Franklin and John P. Key. So that's going to be a big record for Travis Green.
John P. Key. Come on now.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Yeah. The North Carolina boy, right? John P.
North Carolina.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Charlotte. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. See, got me going back in my roots now with John P.
That's taking you back right there.
Tell Travis, Rashawn wants him on the show the end of June. Just tell Travis Green, that's my boy. I got to have him. You know, because,
Consider it done. We'll make it happen.
Absolutely. And so when I look at the whole thing, reason I'm just slowing it down a little bit, because we are on the show to talk about you being a board member. We're on the show to talk about the National Museum of African American Music. But gospel is such a key component to that music, to that genre. And so many people come out of gospel that supports the rest of the genre of music that's at your African American Museum. Where is gospel at? You know, we come out of COVID, where I like to believe faith was reinforced in 2020, especially with the civil unrest with George Floyd, and you know, the anniversary is coming up this month, unfortunately, of his 1 year death or murder or whatever name you want to put it. It definitely wasn't right, and fortunately, the first police officer has been indicted, and then up this summer we'll find out how long he will be in prison or incarcerated. So where is gospel music at? Because, you know, you have hip-hop went out there that exploded. You know, you always have R&B, and then you had fusion, you have jazz. Where is gospel music in that landscape of popularity, or revenue, tours, all those things?
Gospel music is it continues to grow stronger than ever. Like, I mean, we had a record breaking year for our division. So, I mean, we, you know, great releases from Kiara Sheard and, you know, Corinne Hawthorne having, you know, airplay on both the R&B and the gospel stations. Kirk Franklin had three number one singles, one of which was a gold single in Love Theory. So, I mean, it was a record setting year for us as a division, but also the genre as a whole. I mean, people like Jonathan McReynolds and Tasha Cobbs Leonard from, you know, my competitors. And also you got Maverick City Music. I'm sure you're familiar with them. That's the new wave right now. And they're doing tremendous things in the gospel realm as well. So really, the future looks bright. A lot of our partners at Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, et cetera, are seeing that this is an underserved community.
Yes.
That constantly shows up, you know, with the minimal resources they've applied. So now they're starting to really, you know, ramp up more personnel and more creating more opportunities on platform and more real estate for gospel music, which is encouraging because they also see the global opportunities for gospel. We're seeing a lot of growth in Africa and Brazil and the UK. So it really continues to just grow and grow, and seeing cross genre collaborations, people like Kanye doing gospel, and you know, Justin Bieber just had a gospel album.
So it just continues. That's a cold cut, man, with Chance the Rapper. Holy, I love that cut by Justin Bieber. I love that cut, man. Yes. That was Chance the Rapper.
It looks bright, Rashawn. The gospel continues to be, you know, current, relevant, and we see, I mean, even H.E.R., the singer, her, who's won four Grammys and an Oscar just a few weeks ago, she's got a gospel song that, you know, we put out through our division. So again, we're seeing a lot of our mainstream artists really paying homage to their roots and unapologetic about their faith, which is extremely important. So we're just, like I said, we're seeing the catalog grow year over year, but we're also seeing the new artists continue to have a lot of opportunity and generate revenue and streams.
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys, man. I'm a big thinker. You know, when I see Travis Scott go down in Houston, do his Astroworld concert, and they sell out in a couple of hours, and 10,000 people buying tickets, and they don't have a lineup, just buying tickets on faith. Can we get that in gospel? Can these young stars? Can we get that energy where there's a huge, where they can fill up, you know, Philadelphia football stadium? Can the future get there? I know we tried it with the Three Kings when it was Donnie McClurg and Kirk and Marvin Sapp about 10 years ago. What can we get there? Can the Jonathan McReynolds and all these talents that are out there, can they get on the stage and generate 10, 15,000 people showing up? Or am I asking too much and making that statement?
I, you know what? I think it's absolutely possible. I think Jonathan, Corinne Hawthorne, there's a few artists that immediately come to mind that could really be a catalyst to that. But I'm telling you, keep your eyes on that Maverick City Music. I've been watching their momentum, and they're independent, you know, Rashawn. They're independent and young, and, you know, targeting a young multicultural audience. But, you know, it's gospel. Right. And it's, you know, targeting that 18 to 24 demo. They just announced a tour. I think it was like 14 cities a few weeks back, sold out in 4 days.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, so I feel like they are well on their way. When I look at just the next generation to actually do arenas, I see arenas in their future.
Wow. I love it.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to Midnight Mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, let's get back to why I brought you on, man. You know, June is Black Music Month. You know, we know the advertisers, they've taken note of that. They want to spend money during Black Music Month. And the big celebration in Nashville. Why Nashville? For the National Museum of African American Music.
Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. That's what they call it, right? That's what they call it. So, but I'm just so proud.
Detroit up there. Yeah, L.A. Yeah,
no, Atlanta. We love Detroit. We love Atlanta, but you know, Nashville has been coined Music City. So it's so appropriate that the museum should be open here. I mean, we opened it. You know, the soft opening was back during in January during MLK weekend, and since then, you know, it's been open. You know, for weekends, and we've now expanded it to, you know, open Wednesday through Sunday. But this June Black Music Month celebration, it's like the Super Bowl for the museum. Like that's what it is, and so it's super exciting. I mean, we've got the Legends Gala on, you know, that Thursday, the 17th. Honoring some of the legends. I mean, Quincy Jones and Lionel Richie and Smokey Robinson, Miss Chaka Khan. I'm gonna say Chaka Khan, like you did. That was the first 45 I had on my record player.
Come on,
4 years old.
Come on,
Chaka Khan, I feel for you. So shout out to Miss Chaka Khan, and then the Fish Jubilee Singers. So that's the Legends Gala, and then on that Friday, you've got a series of panel discussions. Mm-hmm. What we're calling the State of Black Music Summit. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we're talking about everything from sports and music to fashion and music to business and music, and also, you know, we're going to be doing our live podcast, State of Black Music podcast, hosted by yours truly. So that's happening on that Friday. And then Saturday is the big Black party and Juneteenth celebration. So it's so much happening in Nashville, Tennessee and at the museum. I'm just excited, and I just encourage everybody to come out and see this momentous institution.
Well, let's talk about this. I know you're on my show, but it sounds like you should be on Good Morning America. Sounds like you should be on Today's show right now. Seriously. You know, this is you're in Music City. Okay, this ain't Motor City. You're in Music City. This is the National Museum of African American Music. You talk about when you got to the Black party, I was going like, okay. Who else know about this? I'm excited. So I'm saying that why can't you be on Good Morning America talking about this? Where's the press on this, man? Does anybody see what I see here, Phil? You know me, I see big, man.
I'll say CBS This Morning has been a great supporter of the museum. They're actually working on doing another feature to highlight this wonderful week celebration that we have coming up. So, but they've been super supportive. We love CBS. And hopefully, you know, our friends at GMA are showing some love and the Today Show. So hopefully
because that's Father's Day weekend, right? That June.
It is. Father's Day is on a Sunday. So that Juneteenth. So, I mean, it's if you can't make it on that Sunday, you're not doing it, Sunday is off. Or even if that's Saturday, you can't make it. But Thursday and Friday, it's going to be so much and so many great people. You can, you know, learn so much amazing information and meet and network. And, you know, just think about what do you know, a celebration where they're honoring Quincy, Smokey, Lionel, and Chaka and Fish Jubilee Singers. That's just iconic. That's, I mean, some of the greats. And so I'm super excited about what we have. But again, here in Nashville, Tennessee, let's go, Music City.
Well, I, you know something? You've sold me, Phil. You actually didn't sell. You know, I was just teasing you anyway about that. But the thing I just love about it, because I get so excited in watching your brand, you know, Phil, thing about it, I always talk about your brand. I feel you're a special talent. I happened to be in the room when you were honored by the legends, and that was a special night. and you have many more personal honors coming your way. But how did you get involved with the National Museum of African American Music? How did that come about as a board member?
A good friend of mine, she just was telling me about the museum maybe 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and facilitated an introduction with Henry Hicks, who's our president and CEO of the museum. And when I met Henry, I guess he felt that passion, my love for music and Black mm-hmm. music, because Black music, be clear, is American music. Mm-hmm. When you think about every genre of music, Black people, African-Americans have played a significant role in the creation, not always the monetization, but the creation has been started with us. And so he felt that passion in that conversation. And, they voted me onto the board, like I said, almost 5 years ago. And I've been rocking since, did a lot of fundraisers. Sony, I was, pretty instrumental in Sony's financial gift that they donated a few months back. So really, this is something that is so much, Rashawn, there. And I had to be a part of it. Because beyond the actual institution, I think about the education initiatives, what we can do on elementary all the way through college and scholarship opportunities. And these are things that we're absolutely implementing now. And so that's the, for the museum to be beyond the institution. And I wanted to be a part of that narrative, that storytelling, and Adam, and doing my part.
Well, the part of it that the music is, I'm old enough to have done that 45 single, the little 45 flip, yeah. A and B side. Yeah. I always remember that, and then I went to the A track, okay, and I thought that was the new cassette. And then, mm-hmm. we all had that long playing album, But then all of a sudden the CD came out, and then all of a sudden it became digital. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm in my car, I can look at, any type of genre of music. I can make my own station if I wanted to. How does that play out for the artists? Because you have independent individuals out there, they can start their own labels. It's just a different game out there. And sometimes I don't even, and I'm experienced in the game field, and I don't even understand it. What technology or what knowledge do you have to bring to the game? Or is always a constant learning curve for you, Phil Thornton, in the music business today?
It's constantly a learning curve, always. That's how you continue to be great. Like, because, it's, as you mentioned, it's evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about now, even with NFT and Bitcoin and everything happening with that movement with the music industry, that's the next wave of how music is going to be shared and monetized. So you have to continue to be a student. Mm-hmm. I'm a student. I listen. I talk to my peers. I'm talking not only to the other CEOs and like Sylvia Rhone and John Platt, but I'm also talking to this younger generation to see what's the new, what's now, what's next, because you can learn so much, so much.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, now I need to know about the museum, the Smithsonian, when it opened up in Washington, D.C., African American Museum, lines, you couldn't get in. because they told us exactly what that experience was going to be about. You know, you told us about the block, what's happening on Thursday, what's happening on Friday, block party on Saturday. You know, what is the museum experience when you walk through that front door? Is it two floors? Is it a basement? How many square footage? Let's take our time because I want you to as visual and let's have fun with this because we're walking through African-American history, music history here. Phil, I want to take our time. I want to have fun with this next question, the museum. And the museum is, how many floors is it? How many square feet? You know, just walk me through that front door, man. And like you just, the tour guide. I got visual. I got people who listening to the show. I got people watching the show. So you really got to be creative. So the people listening, they got to feel like they're walking with you. The people who can see you, they got to feel like, man, I can actually see that. That Billy, that saxophone. I can actually see that guitar. I can see it all. I can hear it all. Come on now.
Yeah, it's when you walk into this beautiful space on 5th and Broadway, Nashville, Tennessee, downtown, you see instruments when you first walk through the door and some other great artifacts, wardrobe from some of your favorite artists. But then the tour starts in our Roots Theater, where we kind of show you a 10-minute movie on just the origin of Black music and its evolution over the years. You immediately exit the Roots Theater, and the first gallery that you enter is the Wade in the Water Gallery, which is our gospel gallery. It's so super impressive because everyone knows the music started with spirituals and hymns, and gospel music is the foundation of all genres of music. So you start with gospel, then it goes into the blues gallery, then jazz. And I mean, just to see some of the artifacts and the awards and memorabilia from some of your favorites. And then you go into the One Nation Under group, which is our R&B gallery, which is probably one of my favorite galleries. And just seeing everything from history about Motown Records and Stax and Philly International. I mean, so much history. But also you'll see some of your favorites, you know, like your Mary J. Blige and Erykah Badu is highlighted in there. So it takes you on a musical journey. But also you have these great interactive experiences within each gallery. So you can actually, on your wristband that you have on when you enter the museum, you can actually add, you know, playlists from some of the favorite artists that you may discover in the museum. And, you know, there's an interactive in the gospel gallery with Dr. Bobby Jones, and you can sing in the virtual choir. But in the R&B gallery, you can have a dance off, you know, to some of your favorite music. And then the museum concludes with our hip hop gallery, which is really one of my favorites as well, because I mean, you can actually record a freestyle, you can make a beat in there, you can rhyme to some of your favorite songs, and again, it all goes on your wristband that you get to save as a, you know, kind of a souvenir. Electronically, everything is sent to you, but so much history in there, again, covering, you know, gospel, blues, jazz, R&B, and hip hop. So it's super impressive. All 56,000 square feet of just excellence and history and musical bliss.
Well, you know, the fact that you started with gospel and you end with hip hop, you know, I think is a phenomenal. And then I see, and let's just expand the whole conversation to see how Blacks have finally been recognized in country and Western. Country music, I should say.
Yes.
Country music has been, we finally getting recognized. We're not a fluke. And so I'm not saying that's being included in that. I'm just saying that we finally starting to get our 100% recognition about our contribution to each genre. But when putting that order together, there had to be some heated debate in the room. Do we start with gospel? Do we end with hip hop? Do we do jazz? Do we do R&B? Come on. Tell me about that room before we go, man. Because, you know, come on now. Come on. Hip hop. I know some people say, well, hip hop, they can't be cussing. They can't say the N-word. I know it was some debate from them oldies when it came to hip hop.
It was some spirited discussions, and I was a part of them because I raised some of those questions. But I got to tell you, take this time to celebrate the amazing historians. There's about a dozen, about 12, 13 historians and ethnomusicologists that worked really, really hard, Rashawn, on the storyline for the museum. And you had to start with gospel. That's where it started. So musically, I mean, but they did, you're talking about years upon years of research, and you have some of the best and the brightest that just know about music. And so, but you can't, you know, we got to acknowledge where it started, gospel, but you also got to acknowledge where it is now in hip hop. And I will tell you, country, you know, I know they're working on some special exhibits, and there have been a number of country artists. You know, Darius Rucker is one of our national chairs. you know, Kane Brown actually celebrated at the opening, soft opening during MLK weekend, and Willie Jones. So again, country is very much a part of the storyline, and we're doing more to expand it because we need to make sure the country, as well as rock and roll. I mean, Little Richard's, and I mean, you know, so many people that's, you know, represented throughout the museum. I can't wait for you to see it. It's going to blow your mind.
Guess what? June next week. So you know I'm coming.
Come on, I got you. Let's go.
So where did you go to college at, man, to get all this knowledge, man? What school did you go to?
Man, Norfolk State University.
Ain't that an HBCU?
Come on now. I'm a proud HBCU graduate.
Here's the whole thing. I'm going through the resume. And many times I interviewed you, I said, this boy from Norfolk State, HBCU, and we ain't never talked about that on the doing an interview. Come on now.
You know, that, and that's my home. That's home for me. Norfolk is home. So VA is home. I was hanging with Missy Elliott the other day in Atlanta. We were catching up at dinner, and we were just talking about how grateful we are to be from Virginia. Just we learned so much. But yeah, Norfolk State, NSU, the whole the green and gold.
Come on now, before we close out, this is the last thing I want you to talk about. The values of attending the HBCU and how it has made you the person you are today. Phil Thornton, tell us about attending an HBCU.
One of the absolute best experiences in my life. I don't regret. It was one of my dreams. As a child, I used to watch A Different World. And my mom allowed me to watch School Days. So after watching both Different World School Days, I was like, man, I'm going to HBCU. And the experience is like no other. The community, just whether it's just students or even your professors, but the partying, that was all so great. The football game, the football, basketball game, the tailgating, the fraternities and the sororities. Shout out to the Noobs, you know what I mean? Spring 2000, Epsilon Beta Chapter, you know what I mean? That's what it is, Cap Alpha Psi. I'm going to do that on your show too, Rashawn. But it was the best, one of the best experiences. I learned so much. I met some amazing people that I'm still in contact with to this day. But it was just, man, just it felt like such a, like I didn't want to leave. I knew I had to leave, but it's just like I really didn't want to because of the community. And just the bond. I mean, Pharrell used to come to Norfolk State and hang out with me on the yard because he was just in awe of just the whole college lifestyle. I said, you should enroll here. But he used to come and hang out with me when I used to do college radio. We'd hang out in just the student union because it was just such a great energy and it was positive and, you know, just love.
I love it, man. Thank you as always when you come on my show, Phil Thornton. You know, this boy been on my show 3 times. We hadn't brought up his HBCU experience. We got to knock it out because you know, Black Music Month coming up. He about to be he's a board member. You know, we got to know where your Black essence come from. Now we know. Phil Thornton, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation, brother.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you on
Absolutely. Nashville. If you want to hear more or see any of my interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kustak. I'm the NBA analyst for the Yes Network, and I'm hosting a new podcast called NBA Flashback. NBA Flashback takes you back to the best moments in NBA history through exclusive archival audio from the NBA Vault.
Curry, way downtown, bang, bang!
And each week, we'll have new interviews with the legends who were actually on the court. Check out NBA Flashback on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.